Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams, and for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. I got to tell you, I'm very distracted this morning. I'm distracted by two things now. One, there's brand new countertops in here or something, and they smell nice, and they're smooth, and I can't stop touching them. Like, it's just like I'm going to keep rubbing them. And then, well, I guess I shouldn't rub them. That's disgusting. Then somebody, like, comes in and they touch what I touched. And last night, you know, I was with a bunch of kids. Who knows what could happen? But it's just like these little things. I'm like, did something change in here? Yeah, it did. These beautiful gray countertops or whatever they are. I don't even know what this material is. But it's nice. And then Shep, who's running the board, is wearing a very small T-shirt with a low collar. It looks like a T-shirt for, and you know, someone who can't decide if they want to be a marathon runner, a cheerleader, or an MMA fighter. I'm not sure. It's like it's that sort of confusion. Shep, is that what you would say? Is that an accurate description?
Yeah, I would say it's striving for greatness, as your favorite athlete says.
Okay, yeah, okay. Washed King, or something like that. It looks like it was washed a few times. But Anthony might agree with that. Anthony, do you think Shep's shirt looks like it's confused whether it wants to be for a marathon runner, a cheerleader, or an MMA fighter?
No, you know, I was kind of surprised that Shep asked for a extra small.
Yeah, he said he did. Was that true, or were you playing in on the joke?
No, I believe it. No, he was serious. Right, Shep? He was serious.
Robin, I'm 5'8". I need everything I can to make myself look like a catch. When you're 5'8", you need everything.
5'8 is like average height. What are you talking about?
Not if you strive for greatness.
It bothers him, Robin. His height bothers him.
I'm 5'9". I've never really once thought that I was like a short guy. Yeah, I'm like a guy.
Yeah, no. But you already made it, though. You already made it.
What?
You're a made man.
But what is 5'? You know 5'8 is
not. I'm not made yet.
5'8 is not short. Like, no one sees you and thinks that's a short guy. And no offense to short guys out there. If you're shorter than 5'8, I don't mean anything by that.
Right.
Yeah, the average height for a man in the United States is 5'9", which is what I am. So you're 1 inch below average.
He's very sensitive about his height.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one thing he would definitely love to change about himself if he could. He wish he could be taller.
Does that belie underlying issues? Is there like something else going on, an inferiority complex or something?
Well, if we want to be really candid here, Robin, if you go up to a girl and say, what's the best quality in a guy? They say sense of humor. You get him behind closed doors, you say, what's really the best quality of a guy? They say, okay, it's their height.
You really think that?
Oh, I know that.
No.
I know that.
That's not true.
It's so true. It is the closest thing to the truth you will ever hear.
Why is every movie star 5'4"?
They wear platforms. You can't tell.
Yeah, no. That's not that.
I know you're referring to when you say that.
Let's not throw all girls into one bucket where they all have a monolithic viewpoint. Second, that's not true. I mean, I'm sure there's various answers. And it depends on if they're being honest or, you know, if it's the Family Feud, which, you know, sense of humor might be a good one on the Family Feud. But
it's money, Shep. It's all about the money.
Money is a thing. Face looks, attitude, you know, yeah, again.
I think height's down there on the list.
I mean, it depends on who it is. For some, height might be important. Some people have certain things that are their things. So somebody might, you know, some ladies might need their guy to be 6 feet or taller, and then you're out. But there, I think the pool that you're working with is probably, I'm going to be really conservative and say, like, at least 80% is still available to you. You know, only 20% are just cutting you off because you're 1 inch below average American male height. All right. That T-shirt, by the way, I sort of referenced it for a purpose because the shirt off of the back, or not really off the back, but the shirt that looks like the one off the back, was being given away by Lamar Jackson on Thursday night. And that's a sight not used to seeing, at least at the NFL level. Seen it in the NBA a bunch, right? And what does that tell you when someone's peers want their jersey? When people are out on the field and basically admiring the work of a fellow player who happens to be on the other team. As Lamar Jackson had all these extra jerseys and a bunch of Jets players wanted to get a Lamar Jackson jersey right after he just destroyed the Jets. Ran all over the Jets, threw all over the Jets, what have you. The Ravens look like they're headed for the Super Bowl. The Jets are going bowling, and they got a bunch of jerseys. But that's stuff that indicates, all right, this guy's special, right? And isn't that the feeling you have watching Lamar Jackson this year? That guy's special. And this NFL season, if I'm being completely honest, I think has been just better than recent NFL seasons. A better product. In large part, I think it's a better product because they have exciting players at the quarterback spot. I mean, Lamar Jackson is just an exciting player to watch. He's the MVP in the sense that he's the most valuable player. He's also the must-watch, must-view player of the league. I make it MVP. It's going to be must-view player. And he's doing stuff out there that maybe, and I'm sure he hates this comparison, but it does make me think of Michael Vick. It makes me think of what Michael Vick could have been or what, you know, somebody like me thought Michael Vick's potential was. And Michael Vick had a very nice career and still was an effective player, but he never fully realized that potential. Lamar Jackson feels like Michael Vick fully realized. Better pocket presence, better pocket awareness, better pocket passer, better decision maker, and oh yeah, the wheels. It's special. You know, and that running aspect just brings a certain level of an excitement to the game. And it makes the Ravens super tough. And seeing Lamar Jackson have this kind of season, it's very easy to go, you know, have you ever seen anybody better? Have you ever felt one player impact the game more than this guy at the quarterback spot? Then I have to check myself for a second because we do live in the moment, right? We do live in the moment because if I were to go back a year ago, we'd be saying similar things about Patrick Mahomes for different reasons. I mean, I think people forget Patrick Mahomes and the kind of season that he had just a year ago. He threw for 50 touchdowns. Was responsible for 52 touchdowns. 52. Which even Lamar Jackson, between his rushing and his passing, won't reach this year. Unlikely to reach this year, at least. So this is now back-to-back seasons where we've seen a quarterback do, like, not just like, oh, you know, oh, okay, MVP, nice. But like, whoa, MVP, transcendent level greatness kind of things. And plenty of takes, I promise you, we're talking about Patrick Mahomes in terms of, is this guy the best quarterback we've ever seen? Not like the greatest, most accomplished. We know that's Brady. But the best, the most talented, the most skilled, you know, Aaron Rodgers fully realized. As good as Aaron Rodgers is. That's sort of Patrick. If I'm saying Lamar Jackson is Michael Vick fully realized, I feel like Patrick Mahomes is Aaron Rodgers fully realized. Where he has the arm angles and arm ability. And Lamar Jackson, the mobility with a heck of an arm himself. And I bring that up because, you know, you saw Tom Brady challenge Lamar Jackson to a 40 with a bunch of stipulations. And there's probably a very good chance that the Patriots and Ravens meet again in the playoffs. And that would be, you know, we'd all be in for that, right? Everybody be in for watching that game, Brady against Jackson. But the game I want to see is the Chiefs and the Ravens. I want to see Kansas City and Baltimore. I want to see Lamar Jackson versus Patrick Mahomes. And that leads to a question. Because as awesome as Jackson has been this year, and as awesome as Patrick Mahomes was last year, who would you rather have? If you were able to make one of those guys your quarterback going forward, are you taking Mahomes or are you taking Jackson? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. You know, there's a part of me that hopes this could become the new Brady Manning debate, right? They're in the same conference like Brady and Manning were, so there's a real chance they play each other year in and year out or on a semi-regular basis in the postseason to decide some things. And they are special. Well, you know, regardless of who you choose in this, you acknowledge the other is special and fun to watch. I mean, just the way that Mahomes delivers the ball, the way that Jackson can move. I mean, if it isn't a new Brady Manning, it could be just as fun a debate to have and maybe a more fun one to watch. Well, I would say definitely a more fun one to watch if you're asking me who do I prefer to watch, Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. I'm going with the former. No disrespect to those legends. And that was until Brady sort of separated himself a little bit, that was the NFL debate. Could this become the NFL debate? Mahomes? Jackson? Who you got? I want to know. Because I think it's going to be close. I think it's tough. Now, you know, I can break down the reasons why you would go with each coming up next. But I want to hear from you. If you could have one of them as your QB, who are you taking, Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's coming to you here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
All right. Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. I'm asking you who you would take as your QB going forward, Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson, 855-212-4227. And, you know, the reason I'm asking that is Lamar Jackson had this awesome performance again on Thursday, and he just takes your breath away, really, the way he plays. It's exciting, electrifying, you know, nearly impossible to stop. How do you stop that? How do you stop a guy who's throwing from the pocket as well as he is, as accurate as he is, who can also take off and beat you on the ground? Top five in the NFL in rushing. Number five in the NFL in rushing. So the case for Lamar Jackson is that, right? They've both benefited from their coaching. Andy Reid has done wonders with quarterbacks, and clearly Mahomes fit in perfect there. While John Harbaugh built the offense around Jackson and his skill set, which is what you have to do when you have a special player like that. You know, I would say Mahomes has slightly better arm ability and talent. As good as Jackson is, Mahomes does stuff with his arm that I don't know if anybody else has ever really done. The flick of the wrist and weird angles and all that. And he's mobile. He gets out in the pocket. You know, and conventional wisdom would tell you it's Mahomes. But Lamar Jackson has defied convention. When I said conventional wisdom, meaning you would think Mahomes' style might age better versus Jackson, who's out there going to take hits, just in the nature of how he plays. But Mahomes is the one who's gotten hurt and not Jackson. And again, I bring it up because it was last year that Mahomes set the league on fire, had people speaking in terms that I don't think anybody expected about just how good Patrick Mahomes could be or was. And now it's Lamar Jackson, and we sort of forgot about Mahomes because he got hurt. I want to see Chiefs, Ravens. I want to see Mahomes, Jackson become the new Brady Manning. And I want to know who you would take if you were constructing your team, Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Let's go to Lou in Chicago. Lou, you're up first here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Robin. Great to be with you. You can't lose either way, but if I was the legend, I would take Lamar Jackson. Reason being, he's changing the game. He every time he touches the ball, he's a threat. When you can run for 200 yards and throw for 200 yards and pass for 4 or 5 touchdowns, you're helping your team in so many ways because you're allowing your defense to rest. You're controlling the ball, but more than that, I think it's sustainable. Just imagine if the Ravens, with their second pick, I think with the first pick in the draft next year, I would try to get another speed wide receiver so you have speed all over the field. But just imagine if they took Jalen Hurts in the second round. But because when I saw Robert Griffin come in the fourth quarter, the offense wasn't the same. Because Griffin couldn't hit the edges like Lamar. He just didn't have the speed. Just imagine you had a backup that of course, you're not going to have another Lamar Jackson, but you had someone with a similar skill set that can threaten the edges. And I think I've seen enough from Jalen Hurts to think that he would be a perfect fit for that offense. What do you think?
Well, I mean, look, I wouldn't mind him testing him out in the backup role. Hurts is different than Jackson. I mean, Hurts is bigger, a little bit more of a power runner. Jackson is, speed is out of control. I mean, nobody's going to replicate that. But if the Ravens are going to their backup, unless you're just talking about certain packages that make them different, if they're going to their backup, they got a problem. Because the reason that they are where they are is because of their starter, not their backup. So that, it is a decent thought as far as how they might want to construct their team going forward. But it doesn't really impact the conversation for me right at this moment. Hurts at the NFL level. He's done enough this season where he's going to get a look. He probably wasn't considered a prospect a year ago. And now he's going to get a look at the NFL level, at least. And I think he'll have a fit somewhere, somehow. But Lamar Jackson's different. Lamar Jackson came in, and of course people were questioning whether he should play wide receiver and stuff like that. And boy, does it look foolish. Boy, does it look foolish now. Because you're talking about a quarterback, again, who has the opposition wanting his jersey. And it's the second year in a row where we've seen transcendent play from a quarterback on the come up. Mahomes a year ago, Jackson this year. Who would you take, Mahomes or Jackson? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. What do you guys in the studio think? Are we good now, by the way? I know there was they were scrambling. Something was going on. And I think it's fixed and resolved. Shep, who would you take, Mahomes or Lamar Jackson?
I would take Lamar Jackson.
Why?
Well, because he seems to have that it factor that I never saw with Mahomes when he had the Patriots right where he wanted them, in home at Arrowhead. And I just think we've seen a Patrick Mahomes before, right? We've seen a Dan Marino before. We've never seen a Lamar Jackson before.
Well, I mean, I think Lamar Jackson's kind of Michael Vick fully realized. As far as Mahomes...
Fully realized being the key point there.
Sure. I would say Patrick Mahomes is more Aaron Rodgers than Dan Marino. Anthony's screening your calls as you're going to talk about this, so I was going to ask him. As far as what you said about Mahomes not having an it factor, though, I mean, the playoffs, it's not like he was bad in that game against New England. He didn't even have a chance in the overtime. He didn't even get the ball.
Wasn't great in the second half, Robin.
He didn't even get the ball. Was he bad in the second half? I don't even remember his second half stats. I don't think he was bad in the second half. Let me see what he did in that game. Just for memory's sake. I mean, they didn't win the game, so I guess in that sense, it was also his first time doing it, and they were against the Patriots, who happened to wind up winning the Super Bowl. So it's not exactly a...
I would agree with you, Chip. We haven't seen anything like Lamar Jackson, that's for sure, but I think you could also say the same thing for Mahomes. I mean, again, like you were saying too, Robin, I mean, let's not forget what he did last year, Patrick Mahomes. I would personally go with Mahomes. I just think that it's more what Mahomes is doing is more sustainable. I think Lamar Jackson at times here will put up maybe look better than Mahomes, but I think overall in the long run, I think Mahomes, with what he does, is capable of doing it longer than Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, that's the conventional wisdom. Like I said before, conventional wisdom tells me it's Mahomes, but Lamar Jackson seems to be breaking convention. Who you got, Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes, if you could pick one to be your quarterback going forward? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Another good quarterback, Deshaun Watson. Sunday, the NFL on CBS features a key AFC South showdown between Deshaun Watson and the Texans taking on the Titans, while others see KC hosting Denver, plus other regional action. It all begins with JB and the guys setting up the day on the NFL Today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Talking Patrick Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson, which I'm hoping is the new Brady Manning. And it's a tough decision. Mahomes, could age better. But Lamar Jackson, who's to say anything about that guy and what he's doing right now? The two best recent quarterback seasons I can remember, back-to-back years from young guys, and the league is in good hands at that position now. And I think it's one of the reasons that this NFL season has felt a little more exciting. I think the quality of play has felt a little better, and that's because the quarterbacks are fun to watch. 855-212-4227, who are you taking, Jackson or Mahomes? Shep in there said Lamar Jackson. Anthony said Patrick Mahomes. I'm undecided. I'll make my decision after I talk to everybody and hear all the various points, you know, because I want all the information. Maybe there's points of view I'm not considering as of yet. Let's go to Steven in Pensacola. Steven, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. Steven, you there?
Yes, sir. Sorry. I got to go with Pat Mahomes. He's obviously Lamar Jackson is awesome. He just carries.
Well, I didn't really get to hear your reason because your phone line is bad. Joe in Silver Spring, Maryland. Joe, that's where my parents live. You're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. Joe, you there? I can hear myself. You got to turn the radio off. You there? Oh, we're having some bang-up luck so far. How about Frank in Miami? Frank, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Frank? Third time's the charm.
Yeah, you got to go Patrick Mahomes.
There we go.
It's not even up to debate. Patrick Mahomes arguably had the best season for any quarterback in history. And Lamar Jackson, he's a great quarterback, but you have to have a whole scheme for him to be successful. And I don't see many teams doing that, but
well, let me say, you know, Mahomes did have one of the best seasons, but isn't Lamar Jackson also having one of the best seasons? And if the scheme works, does it matter that you have to have a scheme for him?
It does kind of matter because if Lamar Jackson was on another team, would he be as successful?
Well, I mean, but yeah, I could make the same argument for Mahomes, though. If Mahomes came in with a coach other than Andy Reid who's done wonders with quarterbacks, would he have been as successful?
Yeah, that's true, but I don't know. I see 50 touchdowns, 50 throwing touchdowns in one season, over 5,000 yards in that same season.
I mean, I don't even disagree with you, but, you know, Lamar Jackson is putting up special numbers, too. I mean, Lamar Jackson is number 5 in the entire NFL in rushing right now.
Yeah, and that's crazy. That's crazy.
In addition to the passing.
Might be the most athletic player in the NFL.
He's thrown, you know, when you talk about, he's thrown for 33 touchdowns. So he's going to finish the year probably around approaching 40 touchdowns through the air to go with, how many does he have on the ground? To go with, he's got 7 TDs on the ground with 1,100 yards and 7 yards a pop. So, I mean, they both, that's part of the reason for the conversation is that back-to-back years we've seen, you know, two of the best seasons a quarterback's ever had.
Yeah, hopefully there's a lot more to come for a very long time. I wish them both stay healthy and prosper, both of them, because they're both really great.
Yeah, that's the most important thing is that they both stay healthy for sure. I mean, I think there's probably more questions about Jackson's playing style and that being the case. However, again, Mahomes is the one who's gotten hurt, and Jackson hasn't gotten hurt yet. So I don't even want to put that in the air. Who would you take if you had your choice to be your quarterback, Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. I mean, the reason I asked the question, I mean, one, I think it's, you know, good sports talky sort of deal. But two, it's a legit question, and it's hard to answer. There's not, you know, just like a natural, oh, it's a no-brainer. I see people try to say that's a no-brainer. Where do you get that from? I mean, how do you determine that being a no-brainer? I mean, I understand the support for either, and I understand even if you're definitive, but I don't think you could dismiss either one of these guys given the way they've been playing. How about Mike in Milwaukee? Mike, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning. I have to go with Patrick Mahomes because of the longevity. I've seen the running quarterbacks, and he is the best one to come out. He is better than Michael Vick, Cam Newton, you know, RG3. He's got the better body of work right now. And I just, the longevity, it's just, he's a one-read run. Patrick Mahomes, he's going to stay in the pocket longer. He's going to live longer in the NFL. It's just, but they're both special. It is fun to watch this year.
You know, one of the things that impressed, I mean, and look, your point is valid. The way Jackson plays, he could take some punishment. But what stood out to me is how good he has been in the pocket. You know, because last year we were talking about him and having to work on his accuracy and all that. He's been as good as anybody from the pocket this year.
Oh, yes, for sure. And if he stays in the pocket longer and he plays, then he could last longer and then not have to run as much. Then, yeah, he's a heck of a quarterback. It's exciting to watch. And like you said, it is an exciting time in the NFL with these two young quarterbacks.
I mean, it's nice that the best athletes are starting to play quarterback, right? Like, that's something that it helps the entertainment value. And I credit college for that, to be honest. I think college football started moving in that direction a while ago, and now you see the best athletes being shipped into or pushed into the quarterback position. Because I think there was a period of time where there was, to be quite honest, some stereotypes that were still influencing those selections. You know, I used to hear about black quarterbacks, I think more often than, you know, white quarterbacks, that they couldn't go through their progressions or, you know, this guy struggles to make his reads. And I was always like, really? You know, I hear that all the time. And I don't know if I ever heard that about a white quarterback. Or, you know, people used to tell me running quarterbacks would never win a Super Bowl, like, which to me was like sort of coded in a sense. Now, there are plenty of white running quarterbacks at this point in time. And that shows you the evolution of the position. And, of course, all that stereotype stuff can work both ways. You know, the white guy's always scrappy or sneaky athletic. But as far as the evolution of the position, again, you saw it in college, and now I think you're seeing it in the NFL, where the ability to move, at least, is starting to become a prerequisite. You know, Tom Brady almost feels like one of the last of his kind. Daniel Jones, even. He can move. Josh Allen. Josh Allen is to Cam Newton as Lamar Jackson is to Michael Vick, in my mind. His size, build, the way he plays. And you start to look around the NFL, if your quarterback can't move, you can't do everything that needs to be done, especially if you don't have the offensive line to keep them completely clean and upright. And I'm starting to wonder if, like, when... So some of those stereotypes, again, like I think, have been knocked down, at least at the NFL level. And I wonder if NFL evaluators are now looking at that as almost like, oh, if we're looking for a quarterback, one of the things we need is he's got to be able to move, which wasn't necessarily the case back in the day. It was, is he big, is he strong, you know, tall, can throw. Now you know, Kyler Murray. You know, Russell Wilson's the natural comparison for him, but he's the number one pick, can move. Josh Allen can move, just the number one pick. You know, like, so that's what's been going on at that position. How about Chris in Richmond, Virginia? Chris, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, man. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So my take is, this is the thing. I believe we've seen Mahomes' ceiling. I don't think we've seen LJ's ceiling yet. Lamar Jackson, he's still got a lot to go. You know, he's got a great supporting cast. If you look at Michael Vick, Michael Vick's sitting there acting like a big brother figure to him. He's sitting there saying, telling him all the time, hey, this is what you can be if you're in the room, if you're in there setting tape and stuff. All that time that Michael Vick kept throwing those tapes in his back seat, he's saying, Michael Vick's telling him, don't do that. You know, go in the film room. He's studying. He's got RG3 sitting there telling him all the time, hey, you need to take a slide. Don't try for those extra 2 yards. It's not worth it. And when you have those people that are like big brothers telling you that versus coaches, they take it a lot more serious. He's real loyal. If you look at him when he was going through his recruiting campaign, you know, Louisville went after him right away. You know, and he was a three-star quarterback coming out of Pompano Beach, South Florida. He wanted to go to Miami. Miami already had a four-star quarterback that they were recruiting. But the week before National Signing Day, Miami's four-star quarterback reneged on him, and then they tried to go after Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson said, you know, you waited the week before National Signing Day. I'm sorry, I got to stay with Louisville. You know, he went to Florida, went there to try to see what was going on with the recruiting there. The coaches at Louisville told him when he went to Florida, said, ask him who the quarterback's going to be. And Florida told him, it's going to be Will Grier. Will Grier is our quarterback. We're going to try to put you at wide receiver. Louisville promised his mom, saying that you're going to be a quarterback. We're not going to try to put you in any other position. That's why he went to Louisville. If you look at his clothing line right now, his clothing line came out, launched back in September. If you go on the website right now, and I know it's Christmas time, everything's sold out. I mean, this is Lamar Jackson is like LeBron James to the NBA when he first came out, in my mind. He's really exciting. Like I said, he hasn't even reached his full potential yet. And every time you see him in an interview, he's never saying, I. Mark Ingram, we're sitting there talking about this guy. And Lamar Jackson in the background keeps saying, hey, it's not I, it's we. So he's going to be loyal to them. It's going to be fun to see.
It's safe to say you like Lamar Jackson.
I'm from South Florida, man. I love South Florida football. I'm a football guy like you, basketball, man. I wish he went with the Miami, and it's the way it is.
You know a lot about Lamar Jackson. I just learned a bunch of stuff. I'm hoping everything was true. Listen, all right. That's cool. I didn't know all that. When you say the LeBron thing, I always want to pause when there's a LeBron comparison just because of what LeBron has done. But the jersey thing is a big deal, right? Like when you got your peers going, this dude's so good. This dude's so good. I want to be a part of history here, right? I want to be remembered. I want to remember this moment when he defeated me, when he vanquished my team because he's so nice. So, there is a certain level of excitement with him. I mean, I think you got two athletes right now on the come up who are kind of like that, Lamar Jackson and Luka Doncic. At the NBA level, Luka, and in the NFL, Lamar. So it's good times, and every league needs that. But, yeah, I think there is a thing about Lamar Jackson that captures your imagination, and I wonder how big a star he can become as a result of that. But let's not act like Mahomes ain't filthy either. I mean, that's the other thing about him. Mahomes was kind of on that same trajectory. And if he didn't get hurt, we may be viewing it slightly differently. Dan in Wisconsin. Dan, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I got a couple of comparisons. He reminds me of RG3. He's a good runner. Another name that comes to mind is, Randall Cunningham. Those two guys that could run could really do some damage. But at the end of the day, what happens when they put themselves in harm's way and they get hit? They're no good when they do that. Mahomes, I'm a fan of Mahomes. So, I think the big difference is that Mahomes elevates his team as a quarterback, while the Ravens make Lamar Jackson look better.
I mean, but that's not fair. Lamar Jackson's not elevating the Ravens. I mean, if the Ravens didn't have Lamar Jackson, would you think of the Ravens as contenders or anywhere even close to contenders?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you put Lamar Jackson on, say, another team like the Redskins, I don't think he would.
Well, you can't put anybody on that team and expect success. But if Patrick, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, if Patrick Mahomes didn't come into the league with Andy Reid, would it be the same? I mean, Andy Reid, remember the Michael Vick renaissance here in Philadelphia was with Andy Reid. I'm trying to think of some of the quarterbacks who've just gone and had success with Andy Reid. There was some guy, what was that quarterback's name? He was Eagles quarterback for like a year, and he put up really big numbers and was never heard from again. Andy Reid has that.
Kevin Kopp?
Yes. Andy Reid has this track record with quarterbacks. So, I mean, can't you say that?
No. I think I just feel like if you were to swap them with other teams that are less successful, that, a guy like Mahomes would be more versatile in that respect. He could still put up the numbers I think he elevates any team that he would be on, while Lamar Jackson is kind of pinched, where he's only as good as the team as a whole.
See, I disagree with that completely. He's only as good as the team as a whole. I mean, the Ravens are the Ravens. The Ravens have a good team, but they're the Ravens because of Lamar Jackson. They're doing, I mean, let's be real. And yeah, do you have to run a certain type of offense? Sure. So what? Then do it. You have him and you run that type of offense. It's not that freaking hard. They did it. They had Joe Flacco, who couldn't be any different. And they're like, oh, well, this kid is nice. Let's build our offense around it. It took a year, and now they're rolling. And by the way, that's how a lot of offenses are starting to be built. I mean, I think college sort of laid the blueprint. How many college teams run these, you know, option type offenses, spread offenses? And Lamar Jackson, again, is good. He's absolutely dynamite from the pocket. So in this conversation, who you take is a tough question, but you're not going to hear me discredit either guy. You know, like, they're both amazing players. So I'm, you know, it's preference, it's reason why you might like one guy over the other. But the idea that the Ravens are elevating Lamar Jackson, I think, is ridiculous. They've helped him, just like Andy Reid has helped Patrick Mahomes. But if you're asking me who's helped the other more, the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, or Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, trust me, the Ravens are very fortunate to have Lamar Jackson. The only reason they're building the way they are around Lamar Jackson is because Lamar Jackson is special. Mahomes or Jackson, who would you take? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227, at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. It's a tough question to answer, and I'm hopeful that this really becomes, you know, a lasting argument. I am the Robin Lundberg. Well, I am Robin Lundberg. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here on CBS Sports Radio. I am Groot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.